Well, the Prime Minister is in Papua New Guinea today with a trade delegation, and also on the agenda for Tony Abbott and his PNG counterpart, Peter O'Neill, are the challenges facing them at the Australian Detention Centre on Manus Island, and particularly the difficult issue of where to resettle asylum seekers once they're finally processed if they're found to be refugees. Meantime, there are reports this morning suggesting the rollout of the multi-billion dollar National Disability Insurance Scheme is already running into difficulties. Michelle Grattan joins us in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, the National Disability Insurance Scheme is not even a year old in its implementation. Already, according to a review commissioned by the National Disability Insurance Agency, has found major problems.
Yes, it has. It finds that the scheme really bureaucratically hasn't got the early grunt. It's been likened to a plane that's taken off before it's fully built. And I think that the sort of problems that are identified are not really surprising, because the implementation of the scheme was brought forward by the former government. It was very anxious to start to put this, what would be seen as a legacy, in place, and went ahead of time compared to the Productivity Commission's recommendation, and those chickens are now coming home to roost.
Yes, the review finds, I'm quoting in here, the agency has been given a challenging role with a very difficult timetable. The decision to bring forward the commencement date by a year and to move the National Office to Geelong without any change to the forward timetable increased the risk to the agency by putting it into operation before it could fully prepare. But it also goes on to find, Michelle, that there's issues, problems caused from the other side of politics too. The Abbott government has a public service hiring freeze in place, and that's meant that some of the senior positions to run the agency have not been able to be filled, including the deputy chief executive, which you'd think is a pretty important position to have someone in.
Well, yes, indeed. And I think that the question that arises out of this report is whether the government will want to delay the rollout of the scheme or to pare back the speed with which it's rolled out. Of course, there are many in the coalition who have thought that it is all too speedy. And also, a massive scheme like this, if it's not got right at the start, there can be terrible problems later on. So I think that there will be a lot of consideration of the timetable.
Okay, Michelle, and talking about terrible problems, in the in ICAC, the Independent Commission Against Corruption in New South Wales, more and more coming out about donations to the Liberal Party, the latest $180,000 to the Liberal Party from Australian Water Holdings. That's the firm at the centre of this, which Arthur Sinodinos, of course, an Abbott government minister, or is in abeyance at the moment, was a director of. How damaging is all this flow of donations going to the Liberal Party for the Liberal Party, if not for the Abbott government?
I think it's very damaging for Arthur Sinodinos particularly, because we've had evidence really all week of his role, and there was evidence yesterday from an investor who said he went to Arthur Sinodinos and was concerned about the level of debts in the company, including a debt to the Liberal Party, and was told that the board had things under control, which seemed to go against what Arthur Sinodinos has said previously about donations in particular being handled at management level. It does show that the decision by Arthur Sinodinos to step aside earlier in the week was one that, if it wasn't taken then, would have had to have been taken later, I think. So from the government's point of view, it was good that it was done as quickly as it was, although it could have been done even more quickly. But this is damaging evidence, and we haven't heard Arthur Sinodinos' side yet, of course, but the government will be trying to really minimise the impact of this on itself more widely. Tony Abbott was yesterday again questioned in Parliament about what he knew and when he knew it, and was really pushing aside the question, saying it's all up to ICAC now.
And Michelle, the Prime Minister's in Papua New Guinea. He's got a trade delegation with him, as Julie Bishop told us yesterday. The Foreign Minister has a range of issues for this bilateral meeting, but the Prime Minister himself has said that they will talk about the difficult issue of resettling some of these asylum seekers when they are eventually processed and released from the detention centre. This is important, Michelle. This is the roadblock, really, isn't it? Because these people are in limbo.
Well, certainly once they start to get through the system, those who are determined to be refugees, PNG has said that it will take them, it will resettle them, but so far we don't know much at all about the arrangements, and that will be a priority in the Prime Minister's talks, I think.
I think it's fair to say there's been mixed signals out of PNG over the last year about how many it will resettle. And
yes, but at various points the agreement has been reaffirmed that the people who are refugees will be resettled in PNG. And when those reports have come up, the Australian government has been very, very anxious to get that again on the public record. Mm. So I think the commitment is there, even though PNG might be a bit reluctant about it. But the government wants more detail about how it's going to be implemented.
Okay, Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan. Michelle is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.